Hello, savvy investors and future financial masters. Welcome to Investing 101, Playing the Long Game, a crucial part of our wisdom series in the Profitmancer Money Mastery Program. I'm Sharon, and today we're diving deep into the art and science of investing. This isn't just about throwing your money at the latest hot stock. It's about understanding the foundation of building wealth through strategic investments. We'll explore everything from the magic of compounded gains to different investment vehicles and how they're treated at tax time. So buckle up, because we're about to turn you into a bona fide investment guru. Here's what we'll be covering. First off, we'll be talking about compounded gains. Compounding is your best friend in the investment world. It's how your money makes money. Then that money makes more money, basically. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Over time, this snowball effect can turn modest savings into a hefty sum, but patience is the key. We'll then take a look at some of the different types of investments. We'll go more into that in an upcoming module. Then we'll look at making a critical distinction between income investments versus asset gains. Think of income investments like a steady paycheck from your portfolio, coming from bonds or dividend-paying stocks. These are the conservative suit and tie types, providing regular income and often less risk. On the flip side, asset gains are the rock stars of the investment world, like stocks, which you buy at one price in hopes they'll soar higher. More risk, but potentially more reward. Let's not forget the tax man. Different types of investment income can see you either high-fiving your accountant or crying in your tax return. Understanding the nuances is crucial for tax-efficient investing. And we'll wrap up by looking at the differences between personal and business investment strategies, since different approaches are needed. First off, let's unpack the phenomena of compounded gains. Albert Einstein wasn't joking when he called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. He highlighted a fundamental truth in finance: he who understands it earns it, he who doesn't pays it. But what does that really mean? Well, let's break it down. Compounding, in the simplest terms, is the process where the value of an investment increases because the earnings on an investment, both capital gains and interest, earn interest as time passes. This might sound like financial jargon, but imagine planting a tree. Initially, the growth seems slow, but as it grows, it sprouts new branches, which then sprout more branches. Each branch doesn't just add to the tree, it multiplies its growth potential. That's compounding at work in nature. In the realm of finance, compounding works by taking the initial amount of money invested, let's say $1,000, and the interest it earns over time. If your $1,000 investment earns 10% interest annually, you don't just continue to earn $100 every year if you leave your earnings invested. Instead, in the second year, you earn interest on $1,100. That's the original principal of $1,000 plus that $100 you made in the first year's interest. This equals $110, not just $100. Over 20 or 30 years, this growth accelerates, much like our tree, growing broader and taller at an increasing rate. So compounding is really a game changer. This might not sound earth-shattering in the early years, but compounding's true potential shows over longer periods. And here's where patience pays off. Over 30 years, that initial $1,000 can grow exponentially compared to what you could achieve by simple interest, where your growth would remain linear and predictable. Compounding, therefore, is particularly potent for long-term investments, making it a critical concept for retirement accounts and long-term financial planning. To harness the power of compounding, you want to start early. The sooner you start, the more significant the benefits, as time magnifies the effects of compounding. You want to look at reinvesting earnings. Instead of taking out the interest earned, reinvest it. This continuous reinvestment fuels the growth potential of your portfolio. You also want to make regular contributions. Consistently adding to your investments increases the base amount on which interest is calculated, further enhancing the benefits of compounding. And finally, it takes patience and discipline. Compounded gains require time to showcase their full potential. This is where disciplined saving and investing without premature withdrawals comes into play. Remember, compounding can work for you or against you. In the context of debt, for instance, it can escalate the amount you owe just as powerfully as it can increase your savings. That's why understanding and applying this principle in your financial strategy is pivotal. Compounded gains are not just about putting money away. It's about letting your money work for you continuously and increasingly through the magic of growth upon growth. Think of compounding as the silent partner in your investment portfolio, quietly turning modest initial contributions into a formidable financial sum over the decades. When you're ready to dive into the world of investing, understanding the landscape is crucial. Each type of investment comes with its own set of characteristics, risks, and potential rewards. Here's a breakdown of the main types of investment you'll encounter. There's stocks first. Stocks or equities represent shares of ownership in a company. When you buy a company's stock, you're purchasing a small piece of that company, including a share of its profitability and assets. Stocks are well known for their potential for significant returns, but they can also be volatile, with prices fluctuating based on company performance and market conditions. Then there's bonds. Bonds are essentially loans that investors make to corporations, municipalities, or governments. In return for your investment, the bond issuer agrees to pay you regular interest and return the bond's principal on a predetermined maturity date. Bonds are generally considered safer than stocks, but offer lower returns, making them attractive to risk-averse investors. Next up are mutual funds. A mutual fund is a pooled investment vehicle managed by professionals that collects money from many investors to purchase a diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, or other securities. This diversification reduces risk, making mutual funds a good option for less experienced investors who want access to a broader range of assets. And then, of course, there's exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. ETFs are similar to mutual funds in that they hold a diversified portfolio of assets. However, unlike mutual funds, ETFs are traded on stock exchanges and can be bought and sold throughout the trading day, just like stocks. ETFs typically have lower fees than mutual funds and offer a convenient way to gain exposure to specific industries, sectors, or investment strategies. And of course, there's real estate. Investing in real estate involves purchasing properties to generate rental income or resell for profit. Real estate can provide steady cash flow and significant appreciation, but it does require more capital upfront and can be less liquid than other investment types. There's also commodities. Commodities include physical assets like gold, oil, and agricultural products. Investing in commodities can be a way to hedge against inflation and economic uncertainty. But these markets can be highly volatile and influenced by complex factors like weather patterns and geopolitical tensions. Then there are certificates of deposits, or CDs. CDs are time-bound deposit accounts offered by banks that pay a fixed interest rate in exchange for keeping your money deposited for a predefined period of time. CDs are among the safest investments, but they do offer lower returns, making them suitable for risk-averse individuals looking for a guaranteed return without exposure to market volatility. And of course, there's alternative investments. This category includes assets like hedge funds, private equity, venture capital, and collectibles such as art, wine, and antiques. Alternative investments often require significant capital and carry higher risk, but they can also provide substantial returns and diversification benefits. Each investment type serves a different role in a portfolio, depending on your financial goals, risk tolerance, and investment horizon. Diversifying across several types of investments can help manage risk and reduce the volatility of your investment returns. It's important to research and possibly consult with a financial advisor to understand which investments are best suited for your personal financial situation. We'll dive into that later in the Money Mastery program. Now let's delve into a fundamental aspect of investing, the distinction between income investments and asset gains. This comparison is crucial for tailoring your investment strategy to meet your financial goals and risk tolerance. Income investments are often likened to a reliable paycheck from your portfolio. They primarily involve securities that pay returns on a regular schedule. Common examples include bonds, dividend-paying stocks, real estate investment trusts, and certificates of deposit. Here's what makes them stand out. First, they offer a steady income stream. These investments pay dividends or interest, which can be planned for and relied upon, much like receiving a monthly or quarterly paycheck. This predictability is particularly appealing to retirees or those who need regular income to cover living expenses. They also offer lower risk. Generally, income investments come with lower risk compared to asset gains. Bonds, for instance, might offer fixed interest payments and return the principal at maturity. However, the level of risk can vary, with government bonds usually being safer than corporate bonds. And finally, there's the tax implications. It's important to consider the tax treatment of the income generated. For example, some dividends qualify for lower tax rates compared to ordinary income, and municipal bonds can be tax exempt at the federal and sometimes even state levels. On the other side of the investment spectrum are asset gains. These investments are about buying assets that you expect to increase in value over time, but do not necessarily provide regular income. Stocks, commodities, and real estate properties can all fall into this category. Here's why they're often seen as the more glamorous, albeit riskier side of investing. Well, first, there's the potential for high returns. The primary appeal of asset gains is the possibility of substantial returns. Buying shares of a company at a low price and selling them at a significantly higher price can yield impressive profits. Similarly, purchasing real estate in a growing market can lead to substantial capital appreciation. And then there's greater risk with it. With higher potential returns comes higher risk. Asset values can fluctuate dramatically based on market conditions, economic factors, and company performance. The risk is that you might sell the asset for less than you paid if the value decreases. And finally, there's long-term growth focus. Unlike income investments, asset gains often require a more long-term perspective. It might take years for the value of these assets to appreciate significantly, and investors need patience and a tolerance for market swings. For most investors, a balanced portfolio that includes both income investments and asset gains is ideal. This strategy aligns you to benefit from regular income while also positioning for higher returns through asset appreciation. The key is to align this mix with your financial goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Consider your current financial needs and future goals. If stable income is a priority, tilt your portfolio towards more income investments. If you're in a position to take on more risk for the possibility of higher returns, increasing your allocation to assets with potential for gains might make sense. Both income investments and asset gains have their place in a diversified investment strategy. By understanding the characteristics and roles of each, you can better tailor your investing approach to fit your financial landscape and aspirations. Let's move on now to looking at navigating the tax implications of investment income. When it comes to investing, it's not just what you earn, but what you keep after taxes that truly counts. The tax treatment of your investment income can significantly impact your returns and should be a key consideration in your investment strategy. Here's a closer look at how different types of investment incomes are taxed in many countries. We'll be focusing on US taxpayers, so you'll want to do the due diligence for your own country. When it comes to interest income is earned from savings accounts, certificates of deposit, corporate bonds, government bonds, and other similar investments. This type of income is taxed as ordinary income according to your marginal tax rate, the same way your salary is taxed. This means that depending on your income bracket, the tax rate on interest income can be quite high, potentially reducing your net earnings from these investments. Then there's dividend income. Dividends are payments made by a corporation to its shareholders from the earnings it has made. There are two types of dividends, qualified and non-qualified. Qualified dividends are taxed at the lower long-term capital gains rates, which are significantly lower than the ordinary income tax rates. To qualify, dividends must be paid by a U.S. corporation or a qualifying foreign corporation and held for more than 60 days during the 121-day period that begins 60 days before the ex-dividend date. Non-qualified dividends, however, are taxed as ordinary income. Therefore, the nature of the dividends you receive can affect your tax burden. And finally, there's capital gains. Capital gains arise when you sell an investment for more than you paid for it. Capital gains tax rates are differentiated based on how long you've held the asset before selling. Short-term capital gains, that's on assets held for 1 year or less, are taxed at ordinary income rates, while long-term capital gains on assets held for more than 1 year benefit from lower tax rates. Long-term capital gains rates are significantly more favorable and can be 0%, 15%, or 20%, depending on your taxable income. To minimize your tax liability and maximize your returns, consider the following strategies. Hold investments longer to benefit from lower long-term capital gains tax rates. Invest in tax-advantaged accounts like Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, and 401ks where gains can grow tax-deferred or even tax-free. Use tax loss harvesting to offset gains with losses during the tax year. Tax loss harvesting involves using the losses from the sale of one investment to offset gains made from the sale of another investment, lowering the federal tax owed that year. Consider municipal bonds for income that is often exempt from federal income tax and in some cases from state and local taxes. Understanding and planning for the tax implications of your investment choices is crucial. It can mean the difference between an investment that seems profitable and one that actually contributes significantly to your financial goals after taxes. Always consider consulting with a tax professional or financial advisor to ensure that your investment decisions align with your overall financial plan and tax situation. Investing wisely is crucial both for personal financial health and business success, but the strategies for each can differ significantly based on objectives, tax implications, and risk tolerance. Here's how to approach each. Personal investing typically focuses on achieving long-term financial goals such as retirement, purchasing a home, or funding education. This strategy should be tailored to individual risk tolerance, time horizons, and financial needs. It's essential to maximize tax-advantaged savings options to reduce taxable income and enhance investment growth. In the U.S., individual retirement accounts, IRAs, and 401ks are crucial for retirement savings, offering tax benefits that enhance compounding. In Canada, registered retirement savings plans, RRSPs, serve a similar purpose, allowing contributions to grow tax-deferred until withdrawal. For Europeans, products like pension schemes in the UK, SIPs and personal pension plans, and Assurance Vie in France offer tax-efficient savings options. In most situations, you'll want to maximize tax savings investments since it will ultimately put more cash in your pocket ahead of other kinds of investments. On a personal level, maintaining an emergency fund is vital. This fund should cover 3 to 6 months of living expenses and be readily accessible. This financial buffer helps manage unexpected personal expenses without derailing investment strategies or taking on high interest debt. Investment strategies for businesses are primarily aimed at fueling growth, improving operational efficiency, and building capital for future expansion. Businesses need to balance risk and return effectively, considering the implications of each investment on their operational capabilities and market position. Unlike personal emergency funds, business cash reserves should not only cover emergencies, but also provide a buffer to manage business cycles and allow strategic flexibility. This means maintaining enough liquidity to handle slow periods or unexpected downturns without compromising operational stability. Businesses should prioritize investments that enhance productivity and profitability. This can include upgrading technology, expanding into new markets, or investing in employee training. Each investment should be evaluated based on its potential to contribute to long-term business goals. When prioritizing investments, both personal and business strategies should start with establishing a solid foundation of liquidity and security. When it comes to personal priorities, begin with maximizing contributions to tax-advantaged accounts to reduce taxable income while building retirement savings. Once these have been maximized, consider investing in a diversified portfolio that includes stocks, bonds, and other assets suitable to your risk tolerance and time horizon. When it comes to business priorities, ensure the cash reserves are sufficient to weather economic fluctuations. Then focus on reinvesting profits into areas that can drive sustainable growth. Evaluate each potential investment by its expected return, considering both the financial impact and strategic value. Both personal and business investment strategies require careful planning and consideration of financial goals, tax implications, and risk factors. By distinguishing between these strategies and understanding the unique needs of each, individuals and businesses can make informed decisions that optimize financial outcomes and support sustained growth and stability. Again, always consult with financial advisors and tax professionals to tailor strategies to specific circumstances and maximize the benefits of various investment vehicles across different regions. Now let's bring all this wisdom into action. I've prepared a worksheet for you. It's your roadmap to start aligning your financial actions with your investment goals. This worksheet is designed to guide you through the key areas we've covered in this module, encouraging you to apply what you've learned to your own financial situations, both personal and professional. The exercises will help solidify your understanding of investment principles and prepare you for making informed, strategic decisions that align with your overall financial objectives. Always consult with a financial advisor or tax professional when making significant changes to your investment strategies or planning for complex needs. Also, regularly revisit your investment plan to adjust for new financial goals or changes in the market. Remember, investing isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It's about playing the long game, making informed decisions, and gradually building your wealth. Today's insights are just the beginning. With the right knowledge and tools, you're setting up not just for financial stability, but for prosperity. So take this knowledge, fill out your worksheet, and start plotting your course towards investment mastery. Stay curious, stay wise, and above all, stay invested in your growth. See you next session, where we'll delve even deeper into making your money work for you.